Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel, Scooter Vacations, or David's Vacation Club Rental. You can contact any of our fine sponsors at our website at www.mainstreetmemories.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I got a bar stool ready by my buddy Dan. How you doing, Dan?
Good, Doug. How you doing this week?
I'm doing great, Dan. I'm buying because I leave in less than 48 hours now.
I figured that you're in that Mickey cloud right now, so I could basically take advantage of you in any way that I want.
Hey, almost any way you want. But, yes, I'm buying and as much food as you want tonight.
Okay.
You're just not borrowing big wads of money off me
okay.
tonight, okay?
Do you accept Disney gift cards?
Absolutely.
Okay, then I'm good.
Yes, Disney gift cards. But, yeah, I'm buying all the drinks, it's margarita night. How about that?
No.
Frozen margarita night.
No, I hear you. And there's nothing better than, and we've all been there, and you're in this mode now. You're so close, you can taste it. And that's why we do what we do, you know, the podcast and everything else. It's to distract us and keep us occupied or preoccupied in between Disney trips. So I'm really excited for you and your upcoming trip. So how you feeling?
I'm very happy. It's like I can't wait to see certain things. Like, did you see they repainted all the planets on the Astro Orbiter?
Yeah, I've been following that, and that's been kind of ongoing. As you know, it started with the TTA and the People Mover and, you know, the Astro Orbiter being on top of that whole thing. I think they pretty much painted the whole thing, but you're right. That's all redone, and from the pictures I've seen, look pretty spectacular, and I'll be interested to see what or to hear what you think about it when you see it in person in a couple of hours.
Yeah, I'm going to take many, many pictures, but that's what I'm saying. I can't wait to be in that whole Tomorrowland area now. When it's all refinished, all spruced up. I can't wait to get on our People Mover, ride around there, see the new Astro Orbiter. I'm not going to ride the Astro Orbiter. I could say I can't remember when I rid it last. The last time I even got close was when my godson and my brother-in-law went on it.
Yeah, no, I got to admit that's one of the attractions in the Magic Kingdom that I've never done, and I have no desire to do it. However, it's on my bucket list, and one of these days I just may get up enough nerve to do it.
I'm just glad it's redone. It's going to be really nice to look at that whole area. And, you know, it's our favorite thing at nighttime to see that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure, you know, looking at that, you're anxious to get right over to Stitch's Great Escape and go visit that, right?
Nah, Buzz Lightyear, baby. No fidget, no what's it, Stitch's Great Escape for me.
I know.
That's easy for me to say.
I know. I was just teasing you, but
I think I'm on my third margarita already. I even got the frost off the first one.
Wow.
No, but I can't wait to get on Buzz. You know, I like Buzz. I like beating my wife on Buzz and Toy Story. That's where we compete.
Yeah, I mean, other than the, you know, we obviously know you're looking to do the new things that you haven't done before. But, you know, other than the People Mover, what else in the Magic Kingdom is must do when I'm going to the Magic Kingdom? You know, what is on Doug's list as far as, you know, can't miss, got to do, you know, I'm home, here I am, let's do it.
It's always, you know, the old standbys. Haunted Mansion is without a doubt has to be done. You know, Carousel of Progress, I'll beat everybody up that falls asleep. You know, not literally, but I like to yell at them to wake up. My wife gets mad at me for, which everybody knows. I can't wait to see Hall of Presidents.
Nice.
I always do that. And, you know, and Pirates. I mean, and then, you know, then Splashes. We do Splash every time we're getting ready to leave to go back to the room, or the wife won't do it because she has to go back and dry off.
Right. No love for Big Thunder?
No, absolutely. Big Thunder all the time. And what is the one of the main things I can't wait to get on?
Well, not including the Mine Train. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That you like to go on in the Magic Kingdom that we haven't mentioned yet.
Exactly.
Oh, boy, you're going to go on the train and take a ride around the park.
There you go. That has to be done. that has to be done. You know, I can't wait. Especially, I'm so happy because they're going down for refurb after they're still going to be open when you're there, aren't they? It's the beginning of the year they're going down, aren't
they?
Yeah,
I've forgotten exactly when it's going down, but I was under the impression it was not going to be operable when I'm down there. So if you are able to do it, definitely do it. And you said you would anyways, but you know, you're kind of lucky in that, you know, most of the things that we all love to do are going to be open while you're there. So you should have an awesome trip.
Yeah, I can't wait. Like I said, I can't wait to put my feet up and chill a double loop around on the People Mover. That's always good. The wife with the Haunted Mansion, the biggest thing I love about the Haunted Mansion is to see the smile it puts on my wife's face. Like, that's like, that makes her a kid again.
Right, right.
Every time we go on that, I look. I watch her half the time. She just remembers that when she was a little girl, and it always makes her, you know, happy every time she's on it, which makes me happy. And then I'll leave, go over to Columbia Harbor House, and I'm going to get the seafood macaroni and cheese.
That sounds good.
I'm looking forward to trying that.
Yeah, I've never had it myself, but I've seen it on the menu and I've heard it mentioned before, and definitely might have to try that on my trip when I go.
And we're definitely we got to give a thanks out again to Bob from All In WDW. He put some nice words up for us up on his website today about Bangers and Mash, which I'm proud to say I love.
Yeah. Last week's show was an awesome show, and we had Bob from All In Walt Disney World back again. His second appearance on the WDW Main Street podcast, and he's a great friend of the show, and he's really dedicated in what he does out on his site, and he's almost like a mathematician with how he ranks the different dishes. And again, it was a great time with Bob on last week's show, and if you guys have not listened to it yet, please download episode 113 with Bob in All In Walt Disney World, because it was a great show, so I thought, and it'll get you definitely fired up for food and wine this year over at Epcot.
Yeah, make sure you hop on his site and do some of the rankings, do the polls. They're a lot of fun. Even if you haven't eaten any of the food that is on the polls, it's always fun to say what would be your favorite, you think, if you could try it. Well, use the poll as what you would like to try, what you think you would like to eat.
Yeah, absolutely. I sent him my top 27 ranking today, and I know he's got others that are doing that. And anybody listening to our show this week, Doug just said, get a hold of Bob over at his website, and he'd be more than happy to let you participate and talk food and rank food and all that good stuff. So definitely give that a look at if you're interested.
Absolutely. I sent my list over last night.
Ah, nice, nice. I didn't think you'd have time to do it, to be honest with you.
I did it last night in bed when I was on the laptop looking at all my Disney stuff. I seen it in the email, so I downloaded the PDF and sent it back to him.
Nice. Well, I'm happy that you were able to do that. I know you've been running around like a chicken with your head cut off, trying to get everything done with your business and personal life to get ready for your exciting trip down to Disney World this week.
I can't wait, dude. I can't wait. We're going to do our own. If none of the kiosks are open early, the plans are to do our own food and wine. And we're going to roam around Epcot World Showcase. And at the other parks, too, but we're going to do World Showcase. We're going to try a lot of the counter services around the world. Split a lot of things, share a lot of things, and try some of the stuff we've never tried before. And I told Bob I'd also take a lot of pictures and send them to him.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice of you to offer to do that, and I've done that for Bob myself, and, you know, not that I'm complaining. I don't want to sound like, oh, poor Dennis, but, you know, dedicating yourself or at least taking a little bit of time away from your trip and your family to maybe take pictures or document a restaurant or something, I mean, it does take some time to do, and it's great because it not only enhances your vacation, but it also you're able to illustrate to the listeners or to the readers of Bob's site, you know, what's actually happening down there at Disney World for folks that may not be able to get there this fall or haven't been there in a while. And it just, you know, kind of brings a little bit of Walt Disney World to them via, you know, the podcast or a website.
Absolutely. Like the France Pavilion. Have you ever done counter service over at the Bulgari? Or Ballangari?
You're talking about the bakery?
Yeah, but they've expanded it. Like, since we've been down there a year, they've added to it. Like, now you can get sandwiches and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I have not. I mean, I've eaten at the bakery before. And
me too. We've gotten croissants,
right,
but never any of this. Like, they have the lobster biscuit now. I would like to try that.
Right. And that,
you know, it's,
yeah, that,
you know,
no,
stuff like
yeah,
that.
No, that's an excellent example of what you're talking about, how you guys can do Food and Wine without being at Food and Wine. That's a great example.
Yes, like they have a brie pommes. It's a brie apple cranberry and malt on malted grain bread, but it's a special, like stuff like that. Me, Brendan, and Donna could all try. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Like the and go around World Showcase and try the sushi in Japan and. That's what we're looking for. We're gonna, you know, go to the Lotus, go to the Joy of Tea all day and try to. I've never done that. Have you ever gone to the Joy of Tea?
I have not. I have not. And like Bob was.
And that.
Oh God.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just gonna say, like Bob was saying. I mean, where you're traveling with two other adults, I mean, you guys could split or, you know, share different, you know, not necessarily entrees, but, you know, share little portions of food, if you will, so that you don't get too overstuffed and you're able to try more things around the promenade.
Yeah, instead of doing drinks around the world, we're going to do snacks around the world, like try different things, like the curry chicken pockets they have and the pork and vegetable egg rolls. And then they have a thing, because this is one of Lou's favorites. I've heard him talk about it before. I forget it was one guest that he has on all the time. It's one of his buddies that they joke around. His name's slipping me, but he's always on there.
Okay.
But like the lucky combo, you combination of pork bun, chicken pocket, egg roll, and your choice of soft drink for $9, $9.98, and ice cream.
Wow.
Not bad.
No, not at all. That's a great price point.
No, and my wife will like this because she loves all iced teas. They have a mango green tea slushy that she wants to try.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. And again, that's something I've never had. And again, it just underscores your point that, you know, you can do a Food and Wine without being at Food and Wine. I mean, you've already offered up several items that you're going to try that, you know, you're not sitting down and committing to a full-on entree at a sit-down restaurant.
No, and then go over to Summerfest in Germany. They, you know, try their bratwurst, the currywurst, the pan-seared fine brat with curry ketchup, curry seasoning, and house-made paprika chips.
Wow.
You know, try something like that. Have you ever had that?
No. I mean, you're blowing me away with all this information. I mean, I, you know, as much as I've been in Epcot and at these different pavilions, I've never even heard of what you just said. I mean, the bratwurst,
exactly.
Yes, but the other stuff
yeah.
You mentioned, no.
No, I want to try this, the noodle gratin. I've never had this either. It's baked macaroni and cheese custard.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they have cold potato salad there. I mean, apple strudel with a vanilla sauce. We could try that for dessert.
Yep.
You know, just to try these different things. I know they do the pretzel bread over there with the kielbasa or with the brat.
Yep.
We want to try that. So, I mean, I'm just saying, me and Brandon and Donna, we're going to do our own little Food and Wine around. I mean, you got so many different places with quick service that you have no idea what they have.
Right. No, that's a great plan, and it looks like you've done a little research, and you have at least a short list of things that you want to try. So you're already ahead of the game, and that you know as you walk around the promenade that you want to stop at different countries and try some of their offerings.
Yeah, I want to try this too. I've never tried this, and I've seen this down there before, but I never got back to it. I want to do a gelato sandwich, any gelato-flavored sandwich between two chocolate chip cookies.
I was going to say, gelato is basically ice cream, right?
Mm-hmm, but it's Italian ice cream, which is a totally different. If you tell an Italian gelato is ice cream, he'll smack you.
Right. It's really rich and smooth
yeah,
and creamy.
It's a lot smoother than
yeah,
ice cream.
Yeah. I've never had gelato. I got to.
It's awesome. See, there you go. You should try a gelato next time when you're down at Epic October.
Well, I'm already trying 15 items, so I'll try to squeeze that in.
Well, I'm sure they have gelato at the kiosk for Italy this year, too.
I'm sure they do.
We're going to try the sushi, and then we're going to go over to we'll go to Mexico, try a couple of the tacos outside. We're going to do your favorite over there, the Spice Road Table.
You are going to do that.
We're going to try, yeah. I mean, this is our plan. I'm not promising anybody, and I'll write me and sue me because I didn't eat all this, but this is our plan. But we might sit down and have split one of the combination platters that you were talking about.
Yeah, the small plates. I mean, yeah. Doug, again, not to get on you, but really in the middle of an afternoon after being up at 6 o'clock or whatever, I'm telling you, you guys will enjoy it, even if you get a you know, I don't know if you like carbonated water or lemon water or whatever, but you can sit there. There's overhead fans. It's out of the sun. You'll enjoy it. There's a nice view, and you can just, you know, casually munch or nosh on different offerings they have. Or if you want to have a beer or whatever, I'm telling you, if you do that, you're going to say, just like you were with the bangers and mash with Bob, you're going to say, Dennis, you were right.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. Then we'll go over to your bakery, the Kringle Bakery in Norway, try some school bread.
Make sure you tell them Dennis said it's going to be full of custard, though.
Absolutely. But, you know, I mean, have you ever had their – I wouldn't even mind trying this maybe. I don't know if I will, but have you ever had their roast beef sandwich there?
You know, it's funny you say that. No, I haven't. But when I was in line once and we were getting school bread or something, my daughter was with me this time, and there was a guy kind of being kind of belligerent or rude behind us because, I don't know, he was arguing about the fact that he wanted the roast beef sandwich, but he didn't want it on the bread that it came on. He wanted it on a different kind of bread. And, you know, he was just being difficult. And my daughter and I always kid ourselves about, you know, I don't want the roast beef on the, you know, on the rye bread. I want it on the thing. And, you know, he was just being kind of belligerent. But to answer your question, no, I haven't, but I am aware that they do have deli type sandwiches in the Kringle Bakery.
Yeah, there's just things that I'm not saying what I'm going to try, but these are all different offerings, like a salmon and egg sandwich, smoked salmon and egg. I don't know if I'd like it, but if you have three people and you try it, it wouldn't be a bad thing to try. You never know.
One of the three of you will like it and will eat the portion that the others didn't like.
And I've never had this before, and it sounds really good to me, a ham and apple sandwich. But what it is, it's a sweet apple chutney with fresh ham,
and
with Munster cheese.
Where do you get that?
That's at the Kringle Bakery, too.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You learn something every day.
You don't know, and that's what I'm trying to say. Like, everybody, and I love food and wine, too, but I'm saying you could do food and wine without food and wine. I mean, we're definitely going to get, I know for sure, if the bangers and mash ain't there, we're going to walk up and get the fish and chips and split them at the Yorkshire.
Right, right. Always a good plan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's just so many things. And you could do the same thing at Downtown Disney.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that it's not that it's easier at Downtown Disney, but, I mean, there are many more options and grab-and-go food opportunities down there. But, you know, as you know, you rave about the chicken barbecue pizza at Wolfgang's?
Spicy chicken. Get it straight.
Yeah. That I know you're getting on day one. We've already established that. But, I mean, no, but you're right, Doug. There are a lot of, you know, grab-and-go opportunities down there where, again, you don't have to necessarily sit down and get ready to ante up $32 for some sort of entree if you don't want. I mean, you can do that, obviously, but there's also many grab-and-go options at, you know, even Wolfgang Puck that you mentioned. But, you know, we all know Earl of Sandwich
is a
favorite of many listeners and visitors to Walt Disney World. I mean, for the money, you know, great sandwiches, soups, and all that stuff there. And we usually get there at least once a trip. So are you planning on hitting Earl of Sandwich at some point while you're there?
There's a possibility. The main thing is going to the Wolfgang, get the spicy chicken pizza. That's the one place we're definitely eating. The other one is, if Rosen Crown has my bangers and mash, we'll definitely be eating there. If not, it's going to be, and we'll probably be at Yak and Yeti, and I don't know where else we're going to eat,
right,
to be honest with you. The rest of the trip is going to be pretty much fly by the seat of your pants.
Now,
but it,
let me ask you, do you have any definite ADRs for the whole trip? Do you have a sit-down dinner or dinners planned at all, or are you doing it all spontaneously?
All spontaneously. It's the first time we've ever done this. But I know I'll be able to get in both of them restaurants because I've looked at the openings, the possibilities to get in there.
Okay.
So,
I mean, we're not going to hear, gee, we couldn't get in anywhere, and we ended up at Taco Bell out on 192, right?
Nope, because I'll eat counter service the entire trip.
Right, and there's nothing
that. Even at my favorite place now that I can't wait to get to, I mean, the dream of this trip is pulling into Riverside. I can't wait. It's like it's calling me to pull into that parking lot. There's nothing happier than pulling under that carport check in.
I agree.
But even here, they've added a lot of things. Like, they got barbecue pork sandwiches there, Cajun chicken sandwiches. So, I mean, they have new fish sandwiches. You know, I can't wait to run and grab their pizzas there at night.
Oh, yeah.
They even have a new mahi sandwich now. They didn't have that the last time I was there.
In fact, I believe I had that last time I was there. You're talking
about Yeehaw Bob?
Yeah, what is it, the cotton mill they call it now or whatever. Whatever the, food, sir.
Come on, I'll get it, Dad. It's the Riverside Mill Food Club.
There you go. But, yeah, I know I had it, and it was very good. I did have the mahi sandwich.
I mean, there's so many offers here. I mean, you got roast beef sandwich. I mean, you name it, individual made the salads. I mean, I always end up getting – every trip with the same thing here, I end up grabbing a pizza and bringing it back to the room.
Right. Well, as you know, at Riverside now, they have so many – I shouldn't say so many, but I believe I counted last time I was there. If you stayed there for a week and just ate at the food court, you got the pasta – station, you got the burgers and fries station, you have the cold sandwich station. I mean, you could almost, if you just ate, let's say, dinner there every night, you could almost have six different meals. The pizza station is another one. I mean, you could almost not repeat anything at all and experience everything they have to offer in a week-long vacation.
The Rose and Crown for the money. That create your own pasta for the money is one of the best things on property, I believe myself. Like, you can put baby peas in there, you put shrimp in there. You can tell them anything you want to go in that pasta.
Yeah.
It is so fresh, it's so good. But me and my wife split the garlic bread, get that, and we can't eat it all between the two of us. If we were starving after coming home from the park.
I was just going to say that because they put it kind of like in the Chinese food boxes with the lid, with the lids flapped open, if you will, and it's just stuffed with, lo mein or pasta, if you will. And you're right, if you load it with shrimp, they put pretty much any protein you want in there. And you're right, if you dump that out on a plate, it would easily feed two people. I totally agree with you.
We do it all the time, and isn't because we're being cheap. It's I can't eat it all, and we both loved it.
Right.
The last time we were there, we got that like three nights. And even though we ate out, but I'm talking like we had dinner around 5.
Yeah.
We got back at the hotel around 10 o'clock, 10:30
hungry.
After walking all day.
Yeah.
Let's split some pasta instead of eating junk.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate that, and it was like it gives you energy. Then we walked around the property, and, it's like a second wind.
Yeah,
but it's all good for you. We put the peas, the shrimp. We put the tomatoes, anything healthy in there you can add. There's a ton of stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I believe they're open till at least 10, and I think then the bakery stays open maybe to 11. But you're absolutely right. You can get healthy offerings there. Of course, you can get your tried and true, cheeseburger and all that stuff. But they really did a good job when they renovated the food court there a few years back and really giving a real diverse array of food options. So I totally agree with you. And that pasta station is one of the better, in my view, stations that they have there.
Oh, it's a home run. I mean, literally, it's a home run, that pasta. We'll definitely get it one time at least this trip. And with the three of us, I'll be honest with you, we could split it between three of us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Me, Brendan, and Don.
Yeah, like you said, you ask them for another, instead of just maybe two, you get three sticks of the garlic bread there or whatever, and with the pasta, and, you can get some other sides if you go in the, if you're in the fruit or yogurt or, whatever else you might want, healthy or not, you can certainly add on a dessert. And as we all know, they have that bakery over there on the left-hand side if you're back is to the dining room, if you will, which you can get, your chocolate cake and your apple strudel and all that good stuff.
We've hit that so many times, it's scary.
No doubt.
The late night snack.
Yes.
And then if you really want to, what we also like to do is once in a while walk over to the Sarsaparilla food court down over at French Quarter.
You're not going to get beignets, are you?
Oh, yeah, we get them. We get off. If we come back on the bus, it's where we get off, and we get baguettes on the way home.
Oh, man, them things are they're so good when they're fresh like that.
Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong with them.
Fried dough with sugar on it. How can you go wrong, right?
Yeah, and there's the three of them you get for $2.99. Each one of us could have one, and we walk along the Sarsaparilla River back to Riverside.
There you go. Nice way to end the night at Disney World, no doubt.
Work it off. I can't wait to go to, the old standbys. The Animal Kingdom's going to be dinosaurs. I'm sad that the Tree of Life's going to be down.
Well, what do you mean the Tree of Life's going to be down?
They're working on it. Tough to be a Bug and area
okay.
is being
yeah.
under construction.
Yep.
I'm going to be... That's one of the ones I'm going to be without. I don't think it's going to be open for you either in Epic October.
Right. No, you're right. I know we did cover that on one of our earlier shows that the Pangani Trail, you're going to have to kind of enter through the exit, and some of the exhibits are not going to be available, but the gorillas will be, which is good because, in my view, that's the one of the better parts of the trail. But you're right. There is a lot of construction going on there, and I believe you brought this up on the last show. I mean, there's much construction that's going on in Disney World in general. I mean, I think you got a good attitude about it. You know it's there. You know what's going on, but you're going to make the best of it and make your trip the best it can be, because if you were a negative Nelly, if you will, you could really be complaining right now, saying, oh, gee, the Pauly's this, and Downtown is this, and the Animal Kingdom is this. But instead, you're taking the, in my view, the correct approach and saying, look, this is what is available, and I'm going to make the best of it and have a great trip to Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm on the other end where I love to see the construction in a way, because, one, it says that they're spending money and trying to improve, even though it's our money. But they are spending it trying to make it better, and I can't wait to see what's going on with Avatar Land and poke my head in and then go over to see the new Lion King Theater and get, because it's exciting to have new things down there, and the only way you can have new things is if it's under construction.
Right, right. Now, I know you mentioned this before, but I just somewhat want to pin you down on this. Do you think you're going to make an effort to get over to the Polynesian to check out everything that's going on over there?
If I'm alone and the girls are by the pool or whatever, yeah, I'll probably do that.
Okay.
If the girls are with me, I don't know if they're going to want to roam over there or not, unless I can get them on the monorail and we just go around.
Right, right.
But I'm going to try to get some pictures at least from the ride in or, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
as you're going past it.
Yeah. Well, let's leave that open-ended. I mean, I know you're trying to make the best of each, minute that you have down there, as we all do. But if you do get a chance, I would be curious because the, Captain Cook's opened back up and they got the Dole Whip station that's operational now. So there are a lot of, or at least some new things that are starting to come to be there. So it'd be awesome if you could get a chance to snap a few pictures and send them back to us that are here back in the real world.
Yeah, he'll be back down, 10 days after me or
yeah.
what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, whatever it is, but still.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
It's always,
but yeah.
It's always nice to have somebody you know that's down there because
absolutely.
We all live vicariously through those people. And, I'll be living your trip, even though I'm up here in Massachusetts. I'll be enjoying it. Not as much as you, but pretty damn close.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be pissed. I'll be happy. I miss Matt Hochberg when he used to do the studios every Sunday morning.
Well, then he moved to New York and he couldn't do that anymore.
Exactly, but didn't you look forward to that every Sunday?
Yes, and that was a simple thing that he did. But again, that was something that he had to, you know, if you think about it, get out of bed on a Sunday morning, leave his family, whatever they had planned or whatever, and he would diligently, you know, every Sunday do that for, you know, as long as it took to go through the park and pick out some unique things, a couple hours, I'm sure, minimum. And, yeah, that got to be like an old friend, and it is kind of I miss it. I agree with you.
I really do. And to carry on with the studios, I'm looking forward to going over there and seeing what's new with Frozen.
Yeah, that'll be interesting because everything we've heard pretty much has been positive. So, you know, I know you've seen the movie and you like the movie, and I've seen it a couple of times and I like the movie too, but be interesting to hear a firsthand account from somebody that I know as well as you, what you really think of it.
Oh, I can't wait to see the ice ring and everything they're doing over there. I can't wait to get on, do the great movie ride again and make sure I get it in before, God forbid, something does happen to that.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
I know you're not as high on Toy Story Mania as I am. I'll hop on that and you can do Rock and Roller Coaster while you're there. How's that?
Yeah, my aching neck, but yeah, okay, I'll do it.
And you're going to go through the queue of, I ain't allowed on Tower of Terror no more. My wife won't let me.
Oh. Yeah, I got a different problem. I'm too chicken, but I am going to go through the queue like you recommended. I'm going to do that, and that's on my bucket list, so I will do that.
Yeah, because check it out. You'll enjoy it. Like I said, my back and everything else like that, she worries about it with that.
Well, in all seriousness, you know, that's great that she's looking out for you, as a good wife should. But on the other hand, if something really did happen to you, it'd be a shame if you were, you know, bedridden or you couldn't, you know, enjoy the rest of your vacation because you did really, you know, pull something in your back or your neck or something. Nobody needs that.
No, and that's why I keep her off Space Mountain. She likes it, but her neck looks like if I wish I could grab it. It flops around so bad.
Right, right.
She has no – it's a shame. I mean, it literally whips her head like she's a weevil or something, yeah. Just flapping back and forth.
Well, that I can attest to because when I mean, I like Space Mountain, and that's one of the – that's – of the three mountains in the Magic Kingdom, that's the one that I'm – how can I say it? Less scared of, if you will, if you said you got to do one this trip to the Magic Kingdom, it'd be Space Mountain, and I kind of mm-hmm. like it. But I can say when I do ride it, I do feel not neck pain, but I can tell that I've been on it when I get off. It definitely does something to my neck, so I hear exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, Brenda's neck, she looks like a baby bird. It's like her neck's like flapping back and forth.
Right.
It's a shame. I mean, and I can't help her. I keep trying to reach. I want to reach up and help her, but I can't reach her.
The G-forces are working against you.
Yeah. So we try to stay away from that. But at the studios, we want to do check all the Frozen stuff out for sure. That'll be a definite. I'll be getting pictures of the ice ring and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to go to the writer's stop and get my breakfast.
Nice.
That's a definite.
Nice.
Check that out. Look, see if there's any new books in there.
Yeah,
that's what I like to look for, the books, even though they're becoming few and far between.
You got to get your wife to take a picture of you on the couch or one of the overstuffed chairs with a drink or a soft drink or whatever, and maybe a carrot cake cookie or something, just kicking back. That would be a great picture.
Yeah, I got to get myself a corn cob pipe and sit there.
No, but I
look
mean,
like
as you,
all distinguished.
Yeah, but as you know, that's a great place. I think you said it on a previous podcast. You like to start your day there, grab mm-hmm. something, you know, grab and go or a coffee. I know you don't drink coffee, but your wife does, and kind of use that as your launching point into the studios.
Oh yeah, I love that. That's one of the places where when we move there, finally, it'll be great to look forward to, like to have. That'll be our spot for Sunday morning.
Yeah.
You follow me, head over there, and get, you know, if you're headed to the studios that day, to go over there and just hang out and get yourself a coffee and me a treat, you know, and just hang out with my wife in the morning and stroll through the studios.
It's gonna be one of those things we're gonna say. Mr. Davis, you know, we love you here, but, you know, you really can't stay here all morning. Please move along.
No, we love you, Doug. Stay as long as you want.
But as we know, and it's kind of, I don't know, ironic, if you will, we, you know, everybody I know really talks up the writer's stop, and myself included. But if you really think about it, it's so limited in seating. You know, people tend to just go in and go out, go in and go out. I mean, it really doesn't have a large capacity to, you know, hold guests for any length of time.
No, it's all the nostalgic freaks like us. We, all, you know, it's the lifers that love those places. There's a place like that in every park.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like at the Magic Kingdom, there's two of them. It's the I love the candy store when you walk in.
Yep.
I got to go in there just to smell of that. It's like heaven. That's
oh, yeah.
when the trip begins.
Yep.
That's when the trip begins as soon as I go in there. And then also we love the Christmas store in the back. And if you go out the back door to the Christmas store, have you ever gone to the seats that are behind the Christmas store?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned this before. Maybe you've forgotten, but just a real, real quick story. When we bought into DVC, we you know, we went to the whole schmeal and we signed up for it. And basically they said, okay, well, we'll get back to you and let you know, because we did finance some of our membership. And it's funny you say that, because that's exactly the spot we were when we got the call from our DVC guide saying that our loan had been approved and that we were official DVC members. It's exactly behind the Christmas shop that you're talking about on the bench, and I know exactly what you're talking about, and that's where my wife and I were informed that we were now officially DVC members. So, yes, I know what you're talking about.
Isn't it cool back there? It's just like no, like every time I go back there, there's nobody back there.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of a, you know, not a cut through, but you know if you're coming from the main hub and you can maneuver yourself in that direction, if you stay off the quote unquote beaten path, you will end up right behind that Christmas shop, if you will. And you're right, there's not only benches, but there's a lot of walls there that kind of buffer the vegetation, if you will, that you can sit on top of, and it's shady, and even on a hot day it tends to be you know, a little cooler, and you're out of the sun there as well.
Yeah, because them trees back there are pretty grown.
Yeah.
I mean there's some big trees back there, you get to chill, hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Brenda love it back there. We'll just, you know, we'll go through the Christmas shop, get the air on us for a little bit to cool off.
Yep.
And then we go out back and sit down for a while.
Yeah.
And at Epcot, It's back at the United Kingdom, all the way in the back on Tudor Lane.
Nice.
Go back behind the tea shop and all.
Yep.
We sit back in there. And then at Animal Kingdom, there's 100 of them. We have spots everywhere, you know what I mean?
So let me ask you this, Doug, and not to be too specific, but do you have some sort of idea of which – are you going to go to all four parks, or are you going to go – You are. So in your trip, which I think you said was, 5 days, 6 nights, you're going to hit each and every one of the parks. And if you do a park a second time, which one will it be?
Well, how it'll work with us is we Magic Kingdom will be Saturday morning, because we always start off at Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know Saturday night will be at Epcot. It's just the way it usually works for me. Then it's Sunday morning, it'll probably be the studios, and then Sunday night it'll be Epcot.
Yep.
Then Monday it'll probably be over at Animal Kingdom, and then back to Epcot at night.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yep.
We do Illuminations at least once, if not twice. And then it'll probably be whatever. We'll finish off the week with Magic Kingdom usually.
Yep.
And we might do Magic, because I'll be lying to you, Saturday night we might go back to Magic Kingdom because it's extra magic hours.
Okay.
So there's a chance I might, because it's open to 1 on Saturday night. So I'll probably go back to Magic Kingdom Saturday night and try to get Mine Train in if I don't have Fast Pass.
Okay. No, that's...
But yeah, we'll be at every park.
Yep.
We park hop more than everybody else, if you follow.
Yeah, no, it sounds like you do hop around. And in between all that, like you said, I know you mentioned your pizza from Wolfgang Puck. You're going to, even if the three of you don't go down, at least you'll be going down to get the pizza and maybe scope out some things down there as well.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Awesome.
We will definitely be. I'll be downtown the first night, definitely, if not more.
Wow.
You know, because I'll take the riverboat down at night after we get in. Like Monday Night Football. If the girls don't want to watch Monday Night Football, then I'll go to Downtown Disney or go over to ESPN Club or over to the Boardwalk and see it.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan.
You know, because that's a good thing. The Birds are on Monday Night Football this year.
Nice.
I mean, Monday Night Football this week, so I don't have to worry about, you know, trying to find the game. It'll definitely be on.
Nice.
So that makes me happy. So, yeah, we'll be – I never miss the Animal Kingdom. I know a lot of people do. If it came down to missing the park, it would be the studios for me.
I would agree with that. I would probably – if I had to cut one from the trip plans, that would be it for sure.
But – we will, you know, and the other thing we have to do is my sister-in-law Donna don't get to go as much as us.
Right.
So what she wants to do, too, we're going to try to get her to see as much as she wants to, too.
So you may see some things that aren't necessarily your favorites, but you feel that she should see as a first-timer or somebody
Absolutely.
That hasn't been in a while?
Hasn't been in a while. We took her down a few years ago, and she had a great time. I can't wait to go on Test Track. Again, she loves that, so I know she'll go on that because she was scared to go on it last time. And then we got her on there. As soon as we got off, she wanted to go on again. It was extra magic hours where we could walk right on.
Right,
it.
Right.
So, but we'll be all over. We'll definitely do all four parks. You'll have pictures from all four parks and downtown.
Nice.
And plenty from the resort because I'll be taking them at 7 in the morning, 6, 7 in the morning.
No, I understand your strategy, and I've done that many a times. I'm the early riser in my family, and even when the kids were teenagers and they tended to want to sleep in the morning, I would, I'd go out in the morning, get the coffee for my wife and I, and, you know, go out, and especially like the time we stayed at Kandani Village, I went out and photographed all of the different relics and, you know, really spent time looking around the resort that I knew that wouldn't interest them, but, you know, I was able to kill an hour or two waiting for them to get ready in the morning. So that's a great strategy.
And we're crazy enough because we've been there so much. You never know because we drive the most. We drive around. We go to all the different resorts, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could end up eating lunch at Sinai one day. We don't know. Like, there's no – this is the first trip where I'm, like, totally just going – just to hang out and take pictures, and wherever I end up, I end up. I just want to be there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to be spontaneous like that, I mean, there's something to be said for that. It gives you a bit of freedom, and I think that where you're just before food and wine and all that stuff, I think you're going to find that the levels in the parks are going to be very manageable, and I'm quite sure you could probably get into most any place that you want.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a bit of there's openings, but it's booked more than you would think, but I don't think we'll have a problem. And like I said, we'll do we plan on trying a lot of stuff from around the world.
Right.
Yeah, this trip's going to be trying stuff. This is like I said, the motto for this trip is food and wine without food and wine.
Well, if you do that, you're right. On the days you're at Epcot, or even if you're at the Magic Kingdom during the morning, early afternoon, and then you end up over at Epcot at night, I mean, with the with what you said you're going to do, you really don't need a sit-down dining reservation because you're going to be munching on stuff, you know, pretty much the rest of the afternoon, early evening, and into the evening.
Yeah, and the way I want to look at it, too, not having is because usually we have reservations almost. We usually do sit-down dinner almost every night. Usually, every trip
right.
we've ever done, mm-hmm. we've done sit-down every night. And I'm looking forward to this time of by the seat of the pants because I want to try different things.
Well,
I want to have more time to do things because I'm not wasting 14 hours of the trip in restaurants.
Well, that's an interesting perspective because by not booking ADRs, it's forcing you to do some of these other things that you might not normally have done. So, you know, you kind of, like I said, you're kind of forcing your hand, and it's almost a good thing that you can't maybe get a Le Cellier ADR or a Via Napoli or, well, whatever, pick a restaurant because it's going to make you explore and – you know, kind of, you know, be creative, let's just say. And I'm willing to bet. In fact, I know you're going to come back and say, you're never going to believe we had this over here, and I never even knew that was there. Or like you were saying earlier, the Kringle Bakery, I didn't know they offered deli sandwiches and well, whatever it might be.
Exactly. Like I was, I mean, so that's what we're looking for. I want to try things that we haven't tried before. And the other thing is I know we're, I'm like 90% sure we're going to eat lunch or dinner at Yak and Yeti.
Right.
And then we're going to try it. We might do Rose. We'll probably do one other, but it'll be more of you have a seat. Okay, let's go.
Right, right.
What we're in the mood for at the time. Or we could be eating counter service the entire trip. We don't know yet, and I really don't care yet. I'm just looking to be there and just fly by the seat of my pants.
Right. I mean, as you know, with the Animal Kingdom, you can never go wrong with oh, God, now I bring it up and I know with
Flame Tree.
Yeah, Flame Tree Barbecue. I mean, that's a go-to, and you know, there's no shame in saying, you know, we couldn't get in Yak and Yeti or we couldn't get in, you know, whatever other restaurant. You know, if you go to Flame Tree Barbecue, you're going to get an excellent lunch or dinner there for a reasonable cost.
Absolutely. Or do Rack, if not, we'll do Yak and Yeti counter service and try some things.
Yeah.
I've never done that yet. I've always eaten inside.
Right. Yeah, I've heard. Good.
There's a big menu for that, and there's supposed to be new seating in the back, up and underneath the trees that Lou was talking about on one of his shows that they just opened up.
There you go.
So I'm looking forward to that. So this trip is food and wine around the parks, without food and wine, and fly by the seat of our pants. It's the first time I don't have every day planned.
Oh, that's exciting, and it sounds like you're excited about your trip, and that's getting me excited, to be honest with you. So when will you actually be on the road? Thursday morning? Wednesday morning?
Yes, Thursday morning. We're pulling out of here by lunch Thursday. We'll be checking in Friday. We'll be there Friday to the following Thursday.
Okay.
We're coming home Thursday.
Okay, so you're on the road noontime on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and we'll be on our way Wednesday.
Okay.
So
no tweeting or texting while you're on the road if you're driving. Only if you pull over or your wife happens to be driving. All right.
Yeah, she'll be doing the texting for me. She'll be my secretary, my tweetetary. We'll call her my tweetetary.
There you go. Helper of the podcast.
But well, that. We're going to get ready to wrap this up so I can get ready to go on my trip, then.
Yeah, you need to get some sleep. I know it's hard when you're within 24 to 48 hours of a Disney trip, at least if you're like me. It's like Christmas Eve. I can't sleep. I'm a nervous Nelly, and that's all I can think about. So I can only imagine how you're feeling right now, and I'm happy for you and your wife and is it your sister-in-law that's going with you?
Absolutely, yeah. Me and my wife, my sister-in-law, and the sad part is my mother-in-law, she's staying home. We couldn't take her this time. And then I'm going to miss Presley. He's going to be home alone for the first time without us.
Yeah, those of us that are pet lovers, most of us are, or many of us are, I should say. That's always a tough thing about traveling and going away. But I always rationalize it like this. They say that pets and animals don't have any sense of time. So they don't know if you're gone a minute or 4 months. But I don't know if that helps you at all.
No, I'm just going to miss him. My brother-in-law is staying here, and I'll take care of him and all, but he's a baby. He sleeps with me and his mom every night.
Yeah, that's tough, and I like the strategy you're taking, or I approve of the strategy you're taking, because when Mickey was still with us, when he was older, he was just so set in his ways. That's what we would do. We would have family members come here so that at least, you know, along with the anxiety of us being gone, at least he didn't have to be out of his own element, if you will. So.
Yeah, because I always think they think that we left them when you put them in the kennel.
Yeah.
And I know it ain't true, because I wish I had that, where I've done it before and it breaks my heart.
Right, right.
But I wish I could just be that cold, but I can't be. Nah. Like, the whole time I'm thinking, like, with Precious, we had her in.
Yep.
Does she think we abandoned her?
Right.
You know, I mean, because that's what I would think.
Yeah. It's a tough thing.
All of a sudden you wake up, you get dropped off, put in the pen for a week.
Yeah, no, it's a tough thing. But the fact that somebody's going to be at your residence, you know, with your pet, that's a great thing. And that should give you some comfort to allow you to have a good time at Disney World.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get Mark to send this video from the iPhone so we can say hi to our buddy and tell him we love him.
There you go. You can Skype him.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, well, tell everybody out there. Tell everybody out there, I'll be sending tweets and texts and Facebook. If you want to contact, it's wdwmmsmpodcast@gmail.com. Hop on our website at WDW Magical Main Street Memories. Or check us out on iTunes at WDW Main Street or on Podbeam at WDW Main Street. And thanks, guys. We've been getting more downloads. Please go over to iTunes and give us a review. We really would appreciate it. You got anything else, Dan?
No, Doug, just have a safe and happy trip, and I'll be looking forward to all your tweets and pictures, and I'll be interested to talk to you when you get back and hear all about it.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Good night.
Well, that's going to be it, guys. Me and Den's going to hop off our stools. It was another fun day of talking Disney with you. And don't forget our sponsors, American Tourist Travel, Scooter Vacations, and David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to find any of our fine sponsors, hop on our website at wdwmainstreetmemories.com. And again, thanks for joining us, and talk to you real soon.